Thank you for holding. My name is Brisa. I'm the supervisor over the floor in the fraud department. Can I have your first and last name, please?
Wade Goldsmith.
And what is your shipping address for security purposes, please?
My address is 629 West Walnut Avenue, Place A, California, 93277.
Thank you. Okay, so I see your note was done on January 3rd. Let me see. Let me pull up the folder. Yes, on January 3rd for $49.89, it shows for a meal plan app. The order could have been done by doing a sweepstakes where you pay minimum price of $1 to $6 for shipping and handling of an iPhone, iPad, or vacuum cleaner. You don't recall nothing like that, sir?
No, no, offhand. And yeah, I don't know.
No, you don't?
No, ma'am.
Okay. So what I'm going to do...
And also again on February 1st for some reason, too.
What I'm going to do, because you're saying that you didn't place the order, I'm going to file this as fraud, but I want to make sure that you are aware that all cases of fraud are full for a pending investigation. False claims of fraudulent charges may result as penalties such as a fine. Will that be okay?
Oh, yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
And is this for like an order or something? Or?
It's a meal plan app. It's an app that you download on your phone, sir.
Oh, meal plan app. Oh, an app. Okay. No, meal plan app. No. No, no. So then it's like a reoccurring charge on February 1st or something? That's why it's every month?
The account is canceled. Let me complete this claim, okay?
Okay.
Okay, so your account is canceled, flagged as fraud, so nobody will be able to reopen this account back up. On my side, I have issued you full refunds of $49.89 plus a full refund of $49.89. Two refunds. The refunds will go back to your account in 3 to 5 business days. Is there something else I can assist you with?
That's it. Thank you very much, Brisa.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer care, sir. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.